Hello, and welcome to Becoming
Fucking Magical
with your hosts, Mish
and Meg.
We are actually coming to you at a really fancy hotel room.
Yes.
From a very fancy hotel room that we decided we would get to celebrate Meg's birthday.
And your birthday.
And my birthday.
Your birthday's coming up.
My birthday's in a few weeks. Meg's just passed this past week.
We're just celebrating ourselves, and we thought the best thing that we can do is just live as our highest self.
Yes.
We are living a lifestyle the past 2 days that, like, we're manifesting. Like, we aren't ever staying at a bougie hotel.
No.
An expensive hotel ever. Like, whenever we've traveled, it's always been like, you know, a Marriott. Those are nice.
Yeah.
But we were like, we're treating ourselves because we deserve it, mm-hmm. and we can afford it.
Yeah, we can.
We can afford anything we want. That's the mindset that we have.
That's the mindset. And that's what today's podcast is going to be all about. It's about living as if. And so one of the, I guess, techniques of manifestation that we like to practice is putting ourselves in the lifestyle that we want to live.
Yes.
So even if, you know, and this is obviously like a treat for our birthday, but even if it's you want the lifestyle of, you know, going to a bougie hotel like we did.
Not even like needing to, but just like if you just wanted to.
Yeah.
You're like, I just want to like go have a little girl's night.
Yeah, we just wanted to have a girl's night.
Treat ourselves, have a good, nice hotel, because we never treat ourselves to a nice hotel.
Yeah.
You do it. And then you just feel.
Just to like be like away from the mom life for a minute,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate ourselves, each other, yes. and talk to you guys about this.
Yes.
One of the things I like to do is use like the present tense if I'm like talking about something.
100%.
So for example, like I am affirmations.
Yes.
I am wealthy. I am abundant. I am rich. I am beautiful.
Yes.
Those are so powerful, so much more powerful than I feel like I ever really knew.
Yeah. And I feel like with affirmations, they're not things that you have to like sit down, plan, and just do and call it a day. It's like they need to mend with everything that you say that comes out of your mouth at all times. You know, you could be somewhere and you're just like, oh, I wish I could have that car. Oh, I wish I could have that whatever. And you're like, nope, I have that. I have this.
Yeah,
I have
and, that. And also catching yourself when you do stuff like that. And like me and Meg are really good at that. And we used to do it all. I don't feel like we do it as much because we don't really say a lot of negative stuff. But if we do, we catch each other and we say, cancel.
Cancel.
You are abundant.
Yes.
You are whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Because like, realistically, I know that we're always going to like have a moment of like, when we're not in alignment, we're like, oh my God.
Our
like,
little self-doubt.
Yeah, I can't believe that huge bill came out. Oh my God. I didn't even like, no. Da, da, da. And then you kind of go down a little spiral of like money.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yep.
Like, oh my, I'm a failure. Oh my God, mm-hmm. I had a slow week and I only had three clients. Like, I'm a loser.
Yep. And then you're like, oh my God, now it's going to affect this and that and that. And now, oh my God, I shouldn't have bought that thing I bought 2 months ago. Oh my God, I shouldn't have done this. Like, why wasn't I thinking? Why was I being just frugal with everything and whatnot? But instead, you're just like, it's okay. Because guess what? Money's an energy. Money will come,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll go. And then it'll come, and then it'll go. And it's a free form that just, if you put it out there, it's fine.
Yeah.
You zen out. Money goes away, and it's for good purposes. Like, I think, especially like just like growing up not with a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I still don't have millions of dollars. Like, I'm not, you know, a bougie person or somebody that has a lot of money, but I do. But just to let you guys know that. But like, sometimes I think, well, you know, that bill that paid for my the roof over my house, my head, you know, that bill that gave me water to bathe my children, that bill that gave me food to feed me and my family. Like,
You're great. You have to look
and
at it like that with
yes.
gratitude. Like, it might sound corny and it might sound weird, and but get weird.
Get
Get
weird.
comfortable with getting
Get
weird.
weird. Even like how you said earlier, like, oh, like, this week sucks. I only had three clients. I'm grateful for my three clients that came in and supported me. You
Exactly.
know? And like how would you
Exactly.
feel if like you were a client and somebody said that to you, like, oh yeah, I only have you, or
Only got
like,
you.
yeah,
Fucking you.
just you this week. Yep.
Sorry for the background noise. There's a
Yeah.
police car, but we're like literally
Man,
looking
look
down
at
right
those
into the,
cute little
you
dogs.
know, we
I'm
have a really
sorry.
cool view like down into the downtown of West
Yes.
Hartford right now. It's really cool. For
It's
those of you that don't know, we live in Connecticut.
yes.
So yeah, like when I pay a bill, and sometimes you know the bills that you have to pay that like you don't want to,
Yes,
like you said, gas, water,
yeah,
like
your
something,
car payment,
yeah.
yeah.
But when you do, and when I do, like I said, as corny as it sounds, like I try to put a smile on my face and say, I'm so happy and grateful that my car is working and it's amazing and
Yeah.
it gets me where I need to go and it's safe and it's
Yeah.
whatever.
You know what I also like doing? When I see a bill that comes out, instead of getting that overwhelming feeling, I almost think about like when somebody pays me on Venmo and it's like cha-ching,
Yep.
because that money that just went out is coming back.
Yep. And every time you can pick a number. So like every
Yeah.
time like you pay for something, you're like, yep, I'm
Yep.
getting three times that back
Yep.
or 10 times that back
Exactly.
or
Yep.
whatever amount you want to like
Yeah.
use. But every time you swipe your card, that's it.
Yeah.
And then also like money regret. Like when you know, like when you buy
Yes.
something and you're like, oh, should I just have bought that?
Yes.
Like,
Yes.
should I?
Yeah.
That's a very negative spiral. And
Yeah.
that happens to me
Oh,
still.
100%.
But then I'm like, no, I worked hard. I deserved to buy a few things for
Yes.
myself.
100%.
You know? And
I
I'm
feel
not
like being
saying like,
responsible
yeah.
also needs to play, like actionable steps in manifestation need to also play a big role.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're like, well, I want $1 million, so I'm just going to spend $1 million. So then I get it back. It's like, okay, well, if you don't, like, you should still be responsible, you
Well,
know?
yeah, like manifestation isn't like this magical thing that you, if I think positively, like I will get random money, but kind of
Yeah.
it is at the same time too.
Yeah.
Like, I have a story of when I was very young and I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I literally, I think I had like $500 in my account, and that was a real lot for me. And I had needed a new tire or
Yeah.
something. And I was like, come on. Like, I was like, I just got that and it costs the same. Oh my God. Like, I get money and it goes right away. Like, and that was my mindset.
Yeah.
I started to kind of listen to, I think what the first thing I ever listened to, like anything to do with that, was The
The
Secret.
secret, yeah.
And so I was listening to the like the CDs in my disc
Yeah.
changer. And I was like, okay. And it said to try with something small. And then I was like, nah, I'm just gonna ask for a check. And I was like, this check that's coming to me isn't going to be from my job, though. It's going to be a random other check, and I'm going to get it in the mail, and it's done. And I
Yeah.
pictured the check in my head. And 2 days later, I'm not even joking, that's when like things started to really change in my mind. I got a check,
Weird.
and it was from like I overpaid for my health insurance, and so
Yeah.
they reimbursed me like 300 and something dollars,
That's amazing.
which is a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I just feel like when you have just all that gratitude and all that like positive
Yeah.
mindset around like abundance, about
For
around the
sure.
things you want, I just feel like it puts you in the places, and maybe like in a networking situation or in a
Yeah.
whatever
Yeah.
situation, and then you're kind of like living the lifestyle that you like want to live. It's like dress for the job you want kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So like if you're hanging out with like people, like I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was like, this girl just like was talking about how she just signed up for like a women's business networking thing, and she was like, I don't know what it was, I just saw it on Eventbrite and just
Yeah.
went.
Yeah.
And then she was like, but then I started hanging out with, like, I made some friends that were also entrepreneurs, and then da 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 da, and like hanging around with other people that are in that mindset too.
Right. I
And
think
not
that's
just.
huge too, to surround yourself with people who are also the same. Because sometimes you do get pulled down from other people's energy, especially as hairstylists. We are exchanging energies, like, to our clients and our clients to us.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's nice to know how to create that barrier of, like, what's your energy and what's somebody else's energy, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And, like, maybe not if somebody is talking negatively, like, if you don't want to correct them, like, obviously don't correct them. But, like,
right.
me and Meg have, like, a pact, basically, where we have to correct each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, bringing each other up when
you're
down.
Yeah, like, being like, oh, my God, like, you know, my skin is so bad. And it's like, no, your skin is thriving. It's healthy. It's glowing. It's hydrated. We were literally this morning misting ourselves with
mineral
spring water, thermal spring water, and just letting our skin absorb it. And it's just so
we felt so
nice.
Much better after that too. We
yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's so hard to explain. And I think people get so, like, weirded out by manifestation.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of actions and putting yourself in situations to get where you need to be, and meeting people and just, like, having that air about you of confidence exactly, like, dressing for the part that
right.
you want. Like, it's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like, us being at this hotel, like, we kept saying over and over, this is so us.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Do you think, like,
we're like, we deserve to be here.
Yeah.
If you asked us this, like, years ago.
No.
And we were in a hotel like this, we're like, who the fuck do we think we are?
Yeah.
Like, we don't belong here.
Yep.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Do you
that,
see
all that negative
like,
self-talk.
Other people here? Like, we, like, this isn't, like, we don't belong. We're not welcome.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, this whole time we were like, this feels so right.
Yeah.
This feels
yes.
like the lifestyle that
yeah.
we have and we need and we are.
Yeah. I feel like, too, sometimes, like, even when you are in a situation, like, say, like, a really fancy hotel and they're talking to you with a lot of respect and you could almost feel, like, a little uncomfortable with it because you're not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when you get a little bit more comfortable in the, like, trying to live your highest self.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm receiving. I'm taking what you're saying and I'm grateful and I'm like, yeah, you know, I deserve that respect. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes you're almost pushing it away because you're like, I don't deserve that respect at all.
Right.
You know, like, why do I deserve that? Why do I deserve to be, like, have somebody be nice to me?
Yeah.
You know, which is the craziest thing. It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But it's true.
But you really have to just, like, change your mindset around it and
yeah.
just really, really know that you do deserve the things that you really want in this life
yeah.
and that you can get anything that you want in this
yeah.
life.
Oh, 100%.
Like, for example, me and Meg were two stylists, employees. Meg had a little kid. We were like...
Yeah, my daughter was one when we met.
One when we met, but when we opened Rock and Soul, she was five.
Four. She was like four and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, we were just, like, so scared.
Yeah.
But the desire and the knowing was so strong that we just, like,
yeah. We always said we're not going to let ourselves fail. So,
yeah.
like, who's really going to, like, how would this go bad? You know? And I feel like both mm-hmm. of us were, like, I was like, now we got this positive, positive, positive. And then
mm-hmm.
you were down, down, down. And then, like, 2 days later, it was roles reversed. Cause
you
it was
like,
scary.
Are we really doing this? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, nope, we got this, Meg. Like, you
yeah.
know, like, we had
exactly.
to, like, talk each other off a cliff, like, every
yes.
day, but we did
we
it.
We just knew, like, the only person that will let yourself fail is you. If you're holding yourself back, you're in your own way, you're, you know, doing the things that you shouldn't be doing to not get there. Like, if you want to do X, Y, and Z, but you're not doing the little steps to get you to X, Y, and Z, how do you expect something to just fall into your lap?
Well, yeah. And if you're not treating yourself like the person who
exactly.
is your highest self that you know you are, or the
right.
person you want to be,
mm-hmm.
like, do you think, like, for an example, like, do you think, like, let's say you want this, like, abundant lifestyle, you want to stay at hotels like this, you want to, like, drink fancy champagne. Like this is just, you want to like drive a Range Rover. You want all that stuff, but like you're eating McDonald's
Right.
and you're like not taking care of your skin. You're
Yeah.
not taking care of your body.
Right.
You're
You
literally,
never want to go to work.
no, you're just like, ugh, drag myself to work. You don't do your hair. You don't do your makeup. You
Yeah.
dress really like bummy and you don't really feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Do you think like things are going to start to come about?
Yeah.
You act as if,
Yeah.
act as if you had that lifestyle.
Right.
Like wear the clothes that you feel. And it's not to say like, oh, go out and buy like a really
No.
expensive brand of clothing and wear that, but like
We let you guys know we are thrifters to a
100%.
core. I'll never buy a full price item, guys.
Yeah.
Never.
But like
Unless
if
it's like
you
a
look,
warranted thing that I'm like, I want that and I deserve that. Like, then yes.
yeah, but like you can look at a picture and you can get the vibe of an outfit. So like, you
Yes.
know, like yesterday I just bought like this black blazer from Urban Outfitters. It wasn't expensive at all, but I feel expensive when I wear it because it's like
Yeah.
a black chic blazer and I
Yes.
feel like a boss bitch when I wear it.
Yep.
And like that's just the vibe. So like doing things that put you in that, like,
Yeah.
what's the word? Like
Just like magical feeling of
the mindset and like the vibe of being in
yes.
that wealthy abundance or like
Yes.
that, like that quote unquote job you want or the
Yes.
whatever you want. And
Yeah.
even like with stuff like I said, eating the right way.
Yeah.
I felt like we both, me and you both are on like a health journey. You've been eating like a lot cleaner. I've been eating a lot cleaner. We've been feeling better. And like what, like we think about like, would someone who is like a wealthy, abundant, like person, like who's somebody who's like super rich?
I don't know.
Taylor Swift.
Sorry, guys. Please don't cancel me.
Do you think she's gonna like every day like eat trash?
No.
She's gonna like probably eat clean for the most part. She'll probably treat herself every now and again to like a Big Mac or something. But like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really feel like I want that higher end lifestyle. And that means I'm gonna drink my water out of my cute little Stanley. You don't cancel me. And really feel like good and
Yeah.
like do the things that make me feel good and chase my joy.
Right.
And even if that means like eating cleaner makes me feel so good. In
Right.
return, makes me feel more confident about my body, about like my energy levels are up. Like
Right. Yeah, your skin is better. Like
we
everything is.
started taking care of our skin better.
Yeah.
And literally, it's like manifestation. You think about, oh, I really want to take care of my skin.
Yeah, I have a lot of like people. I get like massages every like 2 months, 2, 3 months. And I've been doing that for like 2 years because I was like, I deserve to take care of my body. You know, like I need that. That's something that's a necessity to me. I only do my nails and I get a massage.
Yeah.
Those are the only
You
two things.
prioritize something that makes you happy, that you're taking care of
Exactly.
yourself.
Yes. Like, and I feel like my abundance of wealth is not in money terms. It's more in energy
Yeah,
terms.
how you feel.
Like, I just want to feel happy all the
But
time. I
that
don't
in
want to be
turn
stressing.
brings
But
that
that,
abundance and wealth.
exactly. Like, and if I had money, cool. But am I somebody that spends money a lot? Not really. Do I like want to be going and buying like a $10,000 bag? No, but if I could, do I have the money to do it? That would be great. If
Yeah.
I was like, I want this bag actually now, and I had the money, then cool, I can buy it. But instead of being like, well, I don't have the money for that
You don't
bag.
dwell on the
Yes,
what you don't
exactly.
have.
Yes. Like, oh, I want that, but I can't
You
afford
take
it.
care of
It's
what
like,
you
no,
have.
I don't need it right now. I don't need it. It's not for me right now. Like, or even like a house, say the housing market is crazy. You want to buy a house and it's very stressful. You've been looking for years. Guess what? You just have to have the mindset of your dream house isn't up for sale yet. The person isn't ready to let go of their
Or
house.
it's there,
It's
you just
there.
trust the universe and the timing. You
Exactly.
put your order in,
When
and
it's goes up,
that's
then
not
you'll
up to
know.
you. All you know is it's coming and it's
Yes. Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just, it's, there's so much to this. We're going to probably have to do like a million episodes about manifestation, but.
Yeah, but it's just great. I think honestly, if you guys remember just those little tiny things
So act as
during
if.
the day. Yeah.
Act as
change
if.
your narrative of how you talk.
Be grateful for the things you have. Take care of the things you have. Don't like drive around with trash in your car. Don't have like a
Don't look in
wallet
my
that's
car,
full.
guys. Don't do it.
Don't have like a wallet that's full of like garbage.
Throw out your
receipts.
Socks that have holes in them.
Throw out your socks that have holes in them.
Currently, my pinky toe is hanging out with my sock.
I was like, that's not abundant.
I didn't even know there was a hole in it. And
dude,
now
I bought
I throw
all
it
my
out.
Socks yesterday.
I'm in a bougie ass hotel with a motherfucking hole in my sock. Nope. My pinky toe hanging out.
And I got my new socks.
But you know what? I'm grateful that I have
to.
Some fucking socks. You know
grateful
what I'm saying?
Grateful for those socks are keeping
grateful.
Your feet warm.
Grateful for these socks.
Wow. So yeah, act as if. And you know what? This is our Valentine's Day episode. So fucking self-care.
Yes,
take self-care. Care of yourself. Get a little bougie.
You deserve
if that
it.
That means you even if you got to be at home, you know, maybe you can't afford to go, you know, stay at a bougie hotel, but can you go afford to have a cup of coffee in the cafe in the bougie
yeah,
hotel?
Like what else makes you
put
happy?
Put yourself in that vibe
yes.
any way you can. Put on your gold jewelry, even if it's fake. That draws in abundance.
Yes.
Do something for yourself. Put your little eye patches on.
Yes.
Put your little fluffy robe on. Put your little feet in the little slippies.
And do a little hand treatment.
Do some self-care.
Lay in the bathtub with a fucking bath bomb that fizzes beautiful colors and fucking
so good.
Gold little flakes.
Yeah, just do the things
just
that attract that abundance and really treat yourself and really love yourself.
Yes,
because
you do deserve it. You deserve everything plus more that you don't even know what's coming.
Yeah.
Expect the unexpected to happen.
Treat yourself the way you would treat your best friend. Don't ever say mean things to yourself.
No. Nope.
Just love yourself. And we'll see you for the next episode. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love you.
Love you. Bye.